DFRC 101.9.
Hi, I'm Tom Savage. We love our Spotify. We love our Apple Music. It's a wonderful thing to have all the music in the world at your fingertips. But the big downside is that these streaming services pay fractions of a penny per streamed artist, and that doesn't buy a lot of groceries. So if you're really digging an album, reach out to that musician or band, make a donation, buy some physical merchandise, help them keep creating great music for you. We can't rely on giant corporations to do the right thing. We as music fans need to put our own value on music. Let's keep that creative engine going.
Hey, it's Arden from Princess Towers. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Living in a charming older house near Queen's campus? Critics, but here's something to consider. That in your drinking water, Utilities Kingston ensures water is lead free when it leaves treatment plants. But older pipes, especially before 1950, can leach lead. Want a peace of mind? Volunteer to get your water tested for free. Call us at 613-546-1181 or visit our website at utilitieskingston.com/water/lead testing.
The next chapter in one of Canada's longest sports rivalries will be written on Saturday, September 13th. The Queens Gaels travel to Toronto to reconnect with their old four foes. It's a clash 5 decades in the making, as the last Varsity Blues victory came on October 12, 1975. Can Queens continue their golden rule over the Varsity Blues, or will Toronto shock the world once more with another stunning underdog victory? Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM at 3:45 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show, ahead of the scheduled 4 p.m. kickoff.
Hey, we're the Wilderness, and you're listening to
CFRC 101.9 FM.
Ha ha! Nice!
We're keeping that in.
We're keeping that in for sure.
And welcome back. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. For those of you listening in on the web, it is 10 o'clock here in Kingston, Ontario, and we are located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall on the beautiful Queen's campus. My name is May, and you are now listening to The Mood with May. So today, even though it's a little bit warmer today, I was sweating on the way in, we are going to do Goth Girl Autumn, because autumn is in the air. It dropped below 20 degrees, so I feel like I'm very valid in my wanting for autumn and for autumn to be here. I don't know if that made any sense, but basically what we're gonna do is we're gonna go through a bunch of goth music. As somebody who has, I don't want to say recently gotten into the genre, but like this summer was definitely the time that I got into finding more underground artists, and I did that a little bit last year, but like I really, really, I guess, deep dived into goth music. So without further ado, I guess we'll get into that. But for those of you who don't know, goth music was very prominent in the 80s. It was sort of like a post-punk scene. One thing I will say is that goth music, there's a lot of argument in the goth community and outside of the goth community of what that looks like, whether it's, you know, a music-based subculture or whether there's something more to that, whether there's, you know, the political elements of punk, the political elements of being a subculture, period. I would like to say, and I had this argument with some of my coworkers over the summer, that yes, goth does exist as a music-based subculture, but I feel like you're doing a disservice to the goth community if you say that you're goth, but then you don't represent all of the activism, all of the political awareness that comes with being in a post-punk scene. And I'm not going to get into that too deeply, because I know that it's a point of contention for a lot of people, again, like I said, both inside and outside of the community. But I will say that as somebody who, I guess, now identifies as goth, I dress more alternative, I do the big eye makeup, I listen to goth music, it's very hard to say that I identify as goth, because there are so many barriers to be like, oh, but I don't think that I'm actually representative of the goth community, but I do think that my political ideologies, my political values, and my values and ethics as a whole are representative of somebody who, I guess, kind of like grew inside of a punk scene or an alternative subculture scene. So that being said, I will be doing a show about this later on, but again, my own opinions, my own beliefs. I believe that all goth people should support a free Palestine. So I'm just going to put that out there. If you're goth and or you identify as goth or alternative and you don't hold, I guess, more, I don't want to say radicalist political beliefs, but you don't hold yourself accountable for the things that are happening around you and you're not active in your political scene, then I think that it is a disservice to your identity and to your community. Anyhow, we're going to get into it today. I touched a bit on this artist last week when I did my Summer in Review. This is an artist based out of LA. They are, I believe, I'm going to totally butcher this. They do all of their stuff in Urdu. I think they're Pakistani. Yeah, Pakistani-American. And they're just like a really wonderful group. They're very active in the community, very active in political fundraisers. And I stumbled upon them this summer. I don't remember exactly how, but I was like, oh my God, not only is everybody in this group absolutely amazing and absolutely just like an interesting, stunning person, but their music is insane, both sonically and lyrically. I've had to like reverse translate or Google translate some of their lyrics. This is their most recent song called Kismet. This came out at the beginning of May this year. And the band is called Aurat, A-U-R-A-T. Like I said, all of their music is in Urdu. So it makes it very interesting for somebody like myself who really enjoys listening to music in a language that I don't necessarily understand. And just kind of getting the diversity of perspectives. Another thing that I will say is that previously, alternative, like punk, goth subcultures have been exclusionary. They've been like, you have to look a certain way, or appear a certain way, and act a certain way. And I think that still holds true now. And I really make a point of trying to find more intersectional artists within alternative scenes. So this is an example of that, where I kind of just stumbled across it. And it was a really happy surprise to be like, not only is this a female-fronted band, but they're also Pakistani. They also sing in Urdu. And they're also creating music in one of my favorite genres at the moment. After that, we have Modern English and Twin Tribes. It's a Twin Tribes remix of their song Not Fake. This came out on the Crazy Lovers remix album at the end of June, June 27th. And for those of you who don't know, Modern English is another awesome, super cool band. I believe they are from England, and they're actually signed to a famous record label for goth and alternative music scenes. It's 4AD. And then Twin Tribes is another group that I've played previously before. They do a lot of like really interesting music. I think they're also English. I don't know. They're a super cool, awesome band. And you should check both of them out, but this is the remix of both of them together. And then we're going to close things off with Deceits with Every Promise. And yeah, Deceits is from LA also. They're super cool. I've played them on the show before, but we're going to start things off with Aurat and Kismet right here on CFRC, The Mood with May.
Yeah.
And welcome back. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. For those of you listening in through the web, this is The Mood with May. You have me here until 11 a.m. Today is a very exciting episode for me because we are doing Goth Girl Autumn. Now, the reason that I called it this is quite funny because I've seen discourse online about, you know, all of these fashion magazines and micro trend creator predicting that it's going to be like a goth autumn and that's going to be like the in style. And I would just, I feel like I keep saying this, but I'd like to say, first of all, that we are in a state of crazy post-capitalism where, you know, micro trends exist and we're switching what's popular every few weeks, if that, you know, and it's not only very incredibly harmful to the environment because, you know, manufacturers of fast fashion, looking at Shein and Temu, and I'm sure many, many more, are pumping out these trend cycles like it's nobody's business. They're selling you clothes for like crazy cheap because, you know, people aren't wanting to invest money into pieces anymore. And then you're throwing it away or the clothes are disintegrating because they're poor quality and it's on the back of, you know, unpaid or extremely unfairly paid labor, often in third countries. And often it's women in these communities that it's the women that are working in textile productions typically, and typically are at the receiving end of these unfair wages and these unfair work environments and, you know, pushing out all of these trends so that we have them. And not only that, in like the ecological, environmental side of it, but then you're looking at, you know, certain subcultures and certain aesthetics, I guess you would say, in this world exist for a reason. And like I was talking about in the previous segment, goth is a post-punk subculture. It's founded in punk beliefs and, you know, more of an alternative frame of mind, an alternative context. A lot of the people that lived in the goth community, they were creating that fashion themselves. It was very DIY, very, you know, we're going to go to the thrift store and we're going to find, you know, this black suit and we're going to cut it up and we're going to like patch it and we're going to rework it so that it represents who we are. And to have that trivialized for fast fashion and for a trend cycle that is constantly shrinking and shrinking and shrinking kind of just removes the context from what it means to be goth, what it means to be alternative, working within, you know, whether it's a financial construction or whether you're being more conscious of your consumerism and more conscious of supporting these mega large corporations. And I think it's so, so unfortunate that so many subcultures, so many, I guess, aesthetics have fallen prey to this system. And there's somebody that I watch on TikTok, coincidentally, who goes through and explains, okay, cottagecore was a really popular aesthetic. Where does that come from? What is it rooted in? And goes and explores those roots and tries to inform people about not only what they're tapping into as a culture, but also what that represents. You know, some of these aesthetics are birthed in a place of racism, misogyny, like, and you're willingly representing that and putting those clothes on your back and calling yourself, you know, a coastal grandmother, or, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's founded in colonialism. There's a lot of aesthetics that are pulled from communities. You look at like hip hop and how many white people are wearing certain clothes that represent that scene, but then at the same time are turning their nose on the communities where that was born. And I think I'm scared of the same thing happening to goth culture. And we're already at a point where, you know, people are not even like romanticizing and creating like an eroticism around goth people, but then they're also kind of adopting that and saying, oh, I'm goth because I put on black eyeliner and I wear a black shirt. And I think that you can be goth without necessarily dressing the part, because I think a lot of it, like I mentioned, is rooted in your ideologies. It's rooted in your connection to the music and the community. But for somebody who will turn their nose up at, you know, a track that has more of like an industrial goth post-punk feel, or turn their nose up at, you know, protesters that are goth and say, well, I'm not part of this, then what are you part of? And that's the thing that really confuses me. And I can get into this for a long amount of time, and I'm not going to do that because today is about the music. But I think it's important to recognize that the music comes with all of that context, and that context is what creates the music and drives the music. And a lot of that kind of gets forgotten in this world of consumerism and capitalism and people just wanting the quick and easy way to find things that they like without necessarily acknowledging where that comes from or who it comes from. Anyhow, that being said, let's get into the next few tracks. These are all Canadian artists, yes, for CanCon, but also because it's also really cool to find Canadian artists in genres that you really love. It makes it a lot easier to see shows because, as we know, touring acts try to avoid Canada, slash it's really hard for them to come here and play like 3 dates. Our geography doesn't necessarily make it the easiest, but we're going to start things off with a band called Poltergeist. This is a Calgary-based band. They've been putting music out since, I believe, the mid-2010s. This is off of their first official album called Nachtmusik, Night Music in German, I imagine. But they have some stuff going back to like 2020, and I believe they were around before that, just not on streaming. And then after that, we have Once, which is a band that I've played before on the show, I believe. This is Black Mold. This is Black Mold. It's off of a single entitled Black Mold that came out February of 2022. And this is also a Calgary-based band. And to finish things off, we have Double Eyelid with Cold Is Better. This is off of Broken Mirror, which came out in 2016. And they are a Toronto-based duo that also does goth. The funny thing is reading the descriptions of all these bands, not like very rarely do they identify as goth. It's usually like post-punk, dark wave, industrial. And it's I believe that all of those fit into the goth identity. And anyhow, that being said, we're going to start things off with Poltergeist and Cold in September, which I wish it was a little bit colder in September. We'll be right back. And welcome back. You just finished listening to Cold Is Better by Double Eyelid. Before that, we had Black Mold by Wants. And at the very top of that set, Cold in September by Poltergeist. All wonderful, all Canadian, goth, industrial, post-punk bands. Kind of, I don't know, they all kind of characterize themselves differently. And I think that a lot of that has to do with the fact that, like, people are very wary of identifying as goth because it feels very exclusionary and pardon me. And one of the things that really made me kind of feel like I could identify is, actually, hilariously enough, I was at the Walmart photo center. I was picking some photos up, and there's this big, like, burly guy behind the counter, and he looks at my makeup, and he was like, I like your eyeliner. It's like very big, very dark. And I was like, thanks. He's like, are you goth? And I was like, I listen to goth music, and I guess, like, I do the makeup. And he was like, then you're goth. He's like, what else is there to it? He's like, do you identify as, like, goth values? And I was like, yeah, I mean, like, I think I do. Like, I think that I very much identify with, like, the post-punk values, ethics, etc. And he's like, then you're goth. He's like, why do you have to fight with yourself about it? And I was like, you know what, buddy? Yeah, I appreciate that. So that's how I started identifying as somebody who is within the goth community. Funny enough, this, like, very by-the-book, big, burly guy just kind of being like, yeah, girl, you're goth. And I was like, okay, if you say so. We're going to get into some of our last few songs. I'm going to try and get through this quickly because I'm running out of time, and I do this all the time. So first off, we have a Spanish goth group called Las Eras. And I'm going to mess this up, the pronunciation. I'm so sorry. I apologize in advance. Constitución. This is off of Astral, which came out in 2019. It was an EP. Came out mid-October of 2019. And then we also have Ritual by She Passed Away. This is a group that utilizes, like, a lot of Turkish in their goth music, which is really fun. I love when people like use different languages in subcultures that are traditionally, I guess, like, in English spoken. So any sort of, like, punk, goth, new wave, industrial, anything like that, it's super cool because those are very prominent places in the scene, specifically, like, I know Mexico is really big in the goth scene. There's a lot of, like, Latino goths. There's a lot of, like, Central European, Eastern European goths as well. So it's really cool. Molchat Doma is, like, a Belarusian group that actually played in Toronto, and I didn't get to see them, and I'm very, very sad about it. But I will not be playing them today for the sake of trying to play smaller artists, even though they were on my set list. And then we also have Love at First Bite by Susie Sabotage. This is a Finnish goth artist, and she looks so awesome, so cool, and I can't wait to dive deeper into her discography because I found her a couple days ago. So without further ado, Las Eras with Constitución right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is The Mood with May.
Thank you. We're All Black Era.
And you're listening to
CFRC Radio in Kingston, Canada.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. Banter.